time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. See, when you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people in ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television like the wife of Atlanta, a basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but trying to unite all people. And the topic of the show tonight is Face Your Mistakes. And the scripture that we will be coming from is Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 4. And the topic of the show is Face Your Mistakes. And the scripture that we will be coming from is chapter 5 and verse 4. But at this time, I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to keep facing our darkest moment and let your love take the worst moment of the worst day of our life and reconstruct disappointment. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens.
All I can say is,
think about the most embarrassing thing that ever happened in your life.
All I can say is,
think about the most impoverished, financially depleting thing that ever happened in your life.
All I can say is,
think about the worst scandal that you ever went through in your life. Think about people who loved you and walked out and left you.
Nothing just happens.
All I can say is,
think about betrayal on the highest level of your life.
Nothing just happens.
All I can say is,
think about the struggle going on your job right now.
All I can say is, damn you.
Think about the attitude of your kinfolks and your family members.
Nothing just happens. All I can say is, damn you.
Think about how your boss is treating you on your job. About your past life of sin, your whoremongering, your inappropriateness, your attitude, your dysfunction.
All I can say is,
think about that disagreement between you and your children.
Nothing just happens. All I can say is,
in the midst of pain and despair,
nothing just happens.
When your credit is denied, when you're evicted out of your house,
nothing just happens. All I can say is, damn you.
When your boyfriend married somebody else,
nothing just happens.
Think about the struggle going on your job right now.
I want you to understand that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I want you to think about the things in your life that seemingly make no sense. Some of them were painful. Some of them were hard to bear. Some of them you're going through right now are very frightening because you have uncertainty and apprehension and anxiety about what's going to happen out of this. And I want you to bathe your soul with these words. That your life is not chaotically confused or distraughtly composed or miscombobulated, but in fact that everything in your life has been carefully orchestrated by a God who is a conductor over the affairs and the events in your life. And I want you to get this so deep down in your spirit that whether things go good or bad from day to day, you are armed with the message that nothing just happens. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. One more time.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. And the topic of the show is facial mistakes. And we will come from Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 4. And I love that song where Rock Dog played with T.D. Jake, Say It Again. That was a right on time and very very powerful at a time like this in changing time. But the topic of the show is facial mistakes. We're going to come from Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 4. And it reads, Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 4. It say, also a man takes dishonor not of his own accord, but only when he called by God, just as Aaron also was. I'm going to also read 5. So too did Christ did not glorify himself by becoming a high priest, but was glorified by him who spoke with reference to him. You are my son. Today, I have become your father. And the topic of the show is facial mistakes. You know, life is just like a bully. Every day he sees you, he's going to pick on you. So you have to fight him every day. But each time you fight him, you begin to learn something about him. You learn how to defend yourself and what you need to do to get prepared how to fight him. Eventually, he's going to get tired of fighting you because he sees you not getting scared of him. You continue to grow and getting stronger and stronger. His threats is getting weaker. See, now the role is reversed on him. But he getting scared of you. He don't want you to realize that. But as you continue not to back down and keep fighting, that person or that thing in life, it will surrender. See, that's the law of life. You cannot break through until you have a breakdown. Each of us must face a moment in our life called the breakdown moment. This is the time when you must stand toe-to-toe, eyeball to eyeball, with the very thing you have tried desperately to avoid. See, in that moment, you will want to find a way around, over, under, or out of having to do what you are faced with doing. See, you will want to run and hide because that is what life is demanding of you. You may not have realized that you are totally able and perfectly prepared and fully capable of doing the very thing you had convinced yourself you could not do. Only if you devote yourself and open yourself to see and receive more goodness what life has to offer you. I'm trying to tell you I'm trying to let you know that if a man cannot follow, he will never be able to lead. I'm trying to tell you that commitment, determination, endurance, patience, and faith are more powerful than speed and physical strength. A man who does not trust himself is a man who cannot be trusted. And a man who cannot be trusted is a man who cannot love. You cannot teach what you have not experienced. Isn't it amazing that we go to so many dark places to find the light we've always had? You know, I ran for myself only to find myself through seeking help in others. I learned to love, honor myself from the inside to the outside. See, God gave you the power to take the thought and translate it into action. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. See, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, who did I wake up as? See, self-doubt is anger that multiplies to self-hatred. And the ingredients is resentment, arrogance, disobedience, jealous, meanness. You must identify the strength so you can take passion to the next level. So you must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. See, the difference between faith and experience is this. One you must work on, the other one work on you. See, self-reflection. Until you take a journey to self-reflection, it is almost impossible to grow or learn. You must grow from struggling to searching. See, if they're hurt, just won't go away. Although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. See, drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. I was reading this book, and the author said, if you are waiting for something to happen that will make you happy, chances are you are killing off your joy. Joy comes through you, and happiness comes to you. If you see your joy within, you will be happy no matter what is going on around you. Self-acceptance. You must be devoted to transforming to self-love, to identify the weakness. See, if you don't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. So you must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse, and self-deception. Self-deception. See, wallowing in it too long, you lose sight of your right to dream. And dreams aspire to the goals that you created for yourself. See, you must grow from fear to faith to stop the eruption over control and power over the mind. See, you may met up with many things that push you into dark and scary places, face first. See, the spirit is always trying to see just how much you will take and how much you can do under as many circumstances as possible. Be patient with yourself, patient with others, and be patient with life, because patience always pays off. The process of life is ever unfolding and guiding you, pushing you, preparing you for the next part of the process. See, life often takes a twist or make a turn that is frightening or confusing. Perhaps there are not a sign that we are wrong, that we are failing, or that our life is about to fall apart. The only way we can know for sure is to be willing to walk through every part of the process. You know, be devoted to embrace the process of life without fear by reminding yourself that you really don't know what the process is, but you are equipped to handle whatever shows up. You know, I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. And we sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's life obstacles. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. You know, tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter, your thoughts and your thought patterns. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. You know, tell yourself, this world did not get the chance to see your greatness. And the only thing people saw was your self-doubt. Now, become dissatisfied with yourself. Start contemplating why I betrayed my confidence and become displeased with your destination, because only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, by unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. See, it's a terrible thing to live without love. The conscience that would die unless you step over into love. You can't be two people at one time. And sometimes we try to become our pain. So we manifest our weakness as a strength. When you are overcommitted, it is a sign that there is a deficient of self-value, right, self-worth, and self-esteem. When you don't feel good about you, you will continue to do things that will maintain that status or quote of not feeling good. Now, when you do not feel good, you make a mess in and of your life. Now, are you telling the truth about what you're feeling, what you know, who you are? Or are you sugarcoating the truth to yourself and others to avoid hurting feelings or putting yourself on the spot? You know, just for today, be devoted to examining and acknowledging and cleaning up the little things that create such a mess in your life, in your mind. For you people out there and single mothers, you know, my heart go out to you trying to raise these kids and do what you can all by yourself. I look back and reflect over those things and now realize how tough it was on my mother. And there, I was doing all these things in life, and only the bad things she got to see. She did not get the chance to see my greatness manifest before I became a young man. You know, I'm still growing in life. So if you have a mother out there, and she's doing great things for you, recognize it, embrace it, hold on to that. You know, I always think of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. They say, when I was a child, I used to speak as a child, to think as a child, to reason as a child. But now that I have become a man, I have done away with the trait of a child. Now, let me take you to these scriptures that to let you see when to be like a child. And that scripture is at Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 6. And it reads, it says, in that hour, the disciple came near to Jesus and said, who really is the greatest in the kingdom of the heaven? So calling a young child to him, he set the child in their midst and said, truly I say to you, unless you turn around and become as children, you will by no means enter into the kingdom of the heaven. Therefore, whoever will humble himself like this young child is the one that is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens. And whoever receives one such young child on the base of my name receives me also. But whoever stumbles one of these little ones who put faith in me, it is more beneficial for him to have hung around his neck a millstone such as it turned by an ass and to be sunk in the wide open sea. You know, I would like to share this this heartfelt true story to you because it needs to be told and people need to know. You know, I hope your conscience allow you to endeavor to cultivate in your mind. One day, I was coming home from a hard day of work. As I was riding behind this school bus, there came a little girl running out of the house when she heard the bus coming down the road. She stood in her yard waiting for the bus to stop. I guess she was too young to go to school. She was waiting for somebody to get off the school bus. She had her arms open, wide as they could go. Her head was held back, waiting to hug somebody. I said to myself, who is on this bus this little girl loves so much? And do they love her just as much? I was so impatient waiting to see if this person would respond or go past her. This was a school bus, and all those kids were on the bus. And kids do things to impress their friends. Person was getting off the bus. I was so tense and eager to see. The boy ran to his sister and gave her one of the biggest hugs I ever seen. That day, I saw love waiting patiently. That illustration is commendable to us all. See, love know not its own depth until the hour come of separation. See, your kids may strive to be like you, but seek not to make them like you, but better than you. Don't be so frustrated. You don't get stronger without obstacles. See, you want a character of a giant, but you don't want to climb the mountain. See, the mountain are the obstacles, or the mountain are someone who betrayed you, and you have to find it in your soul to forgive them. See, that's when character building time. When you see something hard, you say to yourself, I never get through this debt or relationship. You must find something in you and say, wait a minute. No matter what, I'm bigger than my circumstances. See, on the other side of it, you will not be the same person. But you cannot get there without obstacles. See, obstacles are here to show your abilities to keep going. It's not about how many times you can leap forward, but how many times you can bounce back. See, that will determine your longevity. See, obstacles are designed to support your growth. See, you ask for patience, you're going to get somebody to make you mad. See, obstacles are designed to come in your life to make you a better person. They're not designed to stop you. You freeze for a moment, only long enough to figure out your next move. So ask yourself these questions. Who do I want to be known for? And how do I want to be remembered in this situation? What will be said about me in this story? See, obstacles show you who you are right now. And sometimes you have to stop and celebrate yourself a growth to the person you become and not to the person you was. You must learn how to manage your imperfection. So when people come up to you and do things, try to make you lose control, don't let them. Don't let them have that much power over you. Say to yourself, I determine my future, not them. So you must love in spite of who they are. So don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality. I do not care about what people say about me, but I do care about how I feel about myself, and that's the only opinion that counts. Empowerment is the key to handling the assault of destruction. See, the strong will always oppress the weak, and the rich will always exploit the poor. No matter how strong they are, there's a limit to what they can do. See, we as disadvantaged people are trapped in an unfair world. See, we work tirelessly to reap a just reward for all our hard work. See, injustice dominates our life and dictates it will always be this way. Because sometimes we don't make something work at that time. That don't mean you fail, because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. You have to keep pushing until you get your results. You must have patience and the will to keep going. See, bad impulses dominate our lives and forbid us to see clearly. See, we embrace the confidence of silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in the battle of something positive. You must face your mistakes. Until you face your mistakes, you will not be able to press past to the next level in your life. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
There will be marches with our song. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering way in the west. Song will be shouting way in the north.
And the east, they will be gathering, and the We can't do it without you. Everybody's going through something out there. Put your trust in the Lord.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Marching. And the topic of the show was Face Your Mistakes. You know, we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B, country, etc. And we are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. You know, upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Now, we accept all submission of your music, and we are thankful for you uploading your music to Hip Hop National Radio. And we can increase your fan base if you give us that opportunity. And we just want to give thanks to people that upload their music out there. Hip Hop National have a great platform in which that we reach out to help the unsigned artists to get more fans and get well tuned into their craft. So continue to submit your music to Hip Hop National Radio, and we're gonna do our best and try to help you to get a bigger fan base. But we cannot get you a bigger fan base if you do not upload your music to Hip Hop National Radio. Be a part of this digi, and we can make your dream come true. But we also gonna play another gospel song so that you can hear some of the music that being uploaded, and to get some feedback in the future shows about the new music that we receive on the show. So right now we're going to go to another song.
We'd like to thank you for coming out this evening and joining us in this worship experience. You are now rocking with HBM, Humble Beginnings Ministry. This evening, myself and Mr. LP, we're going to bring you something that's new.
Make no mistake, the vision's written and it makes plain. Next begin, it's coming through and we're changing the game. We're bringing our revival and hip-hop, smoking hot beats with a whole lot of gospel. Trying to attract the new kind of crowd. Ones that love Jesus and is scared to say it loud. And know what it means to sing a new song. Rocking with God all day and all night long. Now this is fun, but we gotta keep it real. We wanna save souls and help this nation heal. Cause in these streets we see a whole lot of sorrow. So in our music we try to bring hope for tomorrow. God gave us this music so you can change your mind. Giving him the glory and letting his light shine. So open your mind, cause I know that it's possible. Listen to this R&B Bible and hip hop for
God has love on a different kind of mission. talking about the worldly things. This ain't about getting a house or a diamond ring. This is for you to grow within your spirit. I know the beat is banging, but the message you gotta hear it. Not just the song, cause the others have more meaning. Biblical principles is what I'm telling friends. There's a song out there that's called Get Stupid. If I hear another one like that, I'm gonna lose. That's all wrong, cause it's time to get smart. Gain wisdom from God's word so you can do your part. Bringing the souls back into the temple. Learning how to trust God, making life more simple. Don't take the thinking that this is impossible. Just rock some horror Bible and a little hip hop.
Ha, so this here, yeah, this is what HBM is bringing to the table. We gon' keep rocking the way that God wants us to rock, and not the way that man wants us to rock. See, we gon' keep flowing and going until we can't flow and go no more. Cause all we wanna do is we just wanna inspire somebody. We wanna motivate somebody to get up out their seat, do the things that God would have them to do, find their purpose in life. So, all we want to tell you tonight is, don't get upset with us, because we're doing things just a tad bit different. We just want you to come on and hang out with HBM for a little bit, and we promise you, by the time the CD is over, you'll start to get twisted.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. And you just heard this artist, Hip Hop Gospel. Gospel, yeah. And the guy has some real good things that he said in his song. It's kind of deep. And I like that in his new age of gospel music, rap music, and it's clean. And that's the type of thing that people out there is looking to hear, that is longing to hear. Some great music like this right here, and that was a great song. You know, we have a new segment. It's also called Hip Hop National Honor Roll. You know, if you want to recognize your kids for all their hard work in school and the great job that they're doing, you can call in to the show at 213-559-2995 and give your kids information to us, or visit our website at www.hiphopnationalradio.com and leave your kids information to us so that we can recognize all the hard work that he's doing in school. If he's a honor roll kid, so we're trying to put our attention on the kids, and that's where we need to be focused at kids today. But if you also want to call into this show and make a comment or have something to say, you can also dial into 213-559-2995. Now, if anybody out there would like to have something to add on to the show about the topic, you know, facing your mistakes, you know, the line is open. You can call into the show and smash one to participate with the topic.
You said smash one. You mean push one.
Push one, yeah. Push one.
Oh, hey, you know what? That's what it's about. That's what life is about, being able to laugh rather than cry. You know, and I listened to you, and I heard your testimony about, you know, your mom not being able to see the child that she raised to grow up to be an honorable, righteous individual. But you see, guess what? She saw that in the beginning. You just didn't realize that she saw that. And yeah, children make mistakes. You know, I can remember going home after my MD 2020 experience and smelling like the MD 2020. And, it, you know, my parents looked at me, and they kind of went, oh, this is not good, okay? And the headache and what have you, and the hangover from it, and I remember waking up and my father going, well, if that's what you're going to do, that's what you can expect in life. And when you get tired, you'll be through. But I'm glad that you went to the excess so you could really feel the pitfalls of your of that action. And it didn't register, but the older I got and never doing it again, I realized that you got to go through something to know where you want to get to. It's strange, you know, because everybody goes, well, oh, you weren't raised that way. You know, you came from good people and what have you. And you go, yes, I did. But I had to know what it was and where I wanted to get to understand myself and understand the world. You know, the pitfalls are out here, you know. We talk about the angry people that we run into that push your buttons, and, you know, how do you react to that? But you find yourself caught in two situations. You know right, you know wrong. And, you know, it's hard to choose being right when you're being done wrong. But the better feeling is when you do right, and it's over. It's over. I mean, you know, we talk about the bad things that come to good people, and we have to ask ourselves, would they have done that again if they would have known that, hey, it would have been bad for them? And you go, well, they made the right choice. It's all about being in God's plan, and the pieces fall as they may. And generally, those people find themselves in a better position, a better state of mind. You know, now, not all of them, the tragedy that might happen by doing right, you have to look at it like this. Everybody that, you know, that I have come in contact with in my life, we all want to get to heaven. We may not admit it, you know, and you don't have to be a Christian to say where you want to get to heaven, but you want to get from here to a better place. Let's just face it. You know, hey, death is in everyone's future. You know, as we're living now, we're dying now. And the whole point about it, everything that we've gone through, everything that we've learned, the one thing is that we want what they call harmony and peace and the tranquility that we possibly didn't have in every day being here on Earth. Now, you know, today could be a good day. Tomorrow could be a terrible day. You know, you just want harmony from day to day to day, you know. The worries and the struggles. How am I going to pay the bills? Why is this person treating me like this? You want that all to be a done deal. Because, you see, you've endured that on this earth. And so, you know, the thing about it is that to have regret that you could have done more, to have regret that you could have made a right choice, rather than an ugly choice, you know, has its redeeming factors. Your spirit becomes bigger. Your shadow that people will remember, it won't be clouded by ugliness. You know, when I say ugliness, there, you know. In my state, there was a guy that murdered his wife, and this happens all over the world. There was a daughter that her and her boyfriend murdered her dad, her mom, and three of her siblings. You know, how that tomorrow, how are they going to feel about their soul, their spirit? How ugly, how dark, how small. When they could have made right choices, and instead they could have brought love, they could have brought understanding, they could have brought compassion. They could have taken a different road, and believe me, they had choices, and those choices they took rather than trying to be on the path of right, they took the ugly road. Why not just have left those people alone? Why not have moved to the other side of the world? You know, I mean, there's so many choices they could have made, but that just goes to show you that, hey, you know, they had very little vision. They had very small minds that they couldn't think that, hey, people would rather see me in a better light. Was it drugs? Was it alcohol? None of those things. It was just the wrong and the ugly decision, and not realizing this is a big world. You can always walk away. You can always walk away. You can go to the mountain and look back and see where you've been and continue walking across that mountain and get to the other side. Problems, you can leave them behind, especially when ugly decisions are the road that you're planning on taking, you know? So, you know, hopefully, you know, when the young people start thinking and looking at it, John, that they understand. Sometimes, you know, you just have to say, okay. You have to take the high road. Maybe it's me. And then they have to work on themselves. You know, you can't eliminate a problem. You can only forgive, but not forget, and try to find a solution. You know, whether it's God, whether it's relocating. And we're not talking about running. We're just talking about, you know, sometimes you have to go to that mountain and see what adjustments you have to make in your life. Because everybody, you're going to have to make adjustments. Whether it's you live in the wrong neighborhood, you have wrong associations, you know, whether you're considered the female chaser of the city. You know, if you want to change your ways, you can always leave those situations behind. Not your children, but situations that don't involve the responsibilities that you have brought within this world. Because raising the children, you're going to have to still be someone in their life. You have a redeeming factor through them. They may not have seen the ugliness that you did before their time. You know, I mean, the one thing that I know, children changed my life, because I never wanted my children to see their dad on the news as a murderer or as a bank robber or as a, you know, in the wrong aspect, so that they couldn't be proud that their dad was just a normal human being without that type of shadow on him. So they could be something. So they could be better than me. You know, you mentioned that, you know, but I think all parents should want their children to be better than they are. That was, you know, I'm waiting for you to start having kids, John. That was great. Sounds like you almost ready.
Well, like I say, I learned from other people's mistakes what not to do. And I observe a lot in life. I try to pay attention. And you had mentioned a lot of great points. And you were saying once you was growing up, you got the MD 2020. You knew better, but you did it. But the thing that, see, the best teacher sometime in this world is the experience. You experienced that. And, you know, you experienced that, and you learned that was a bad experience.
Yeah.
You took that to the next level. And like I say, some people don't learn from their mistakes, and it takes others more times to get it through their thick skull on what not to do. But, you know, and like it takes people like you and me and Poetic Wings that got Hip Hop Nation here trying to talk to people and trying to reach people and try to make mentor to these kids and help them not to make the mistakes what we made in our life. We're not trying to stop them from having fun in life. We're just trying to stop them from going down the pathway that's going to cause them some very bad consequences of their action that's going to affect their life later on down the road. And I think that's the biggest problem with kids. They doesn't think about the consequences of their action. You know, you can make a mistake now, and it can haunt you 20 years down the line if you're looking for a job or something you did done, got in trouble as a young kid. And things like that can get on your record, and it can follow you. You know, it can destroy you, really. So you was talking about the choices in life, the decisions you make. I listened to a lot of kids. They said, I didn't have a chance to do this. See, your choices in life get you to the chances you need to have in your life. And you know, and a lot of people choose weakness to get out of a task that God has for us. And you was talking about the parents. I mean, the people got killed, other peoples in their family, killed the mother and the sisters, I think. You had mentioned
a lot
of killing. And people get out, you know, take weakness to get out of a task that God has for us. And a lot of people, you had mentioned earlier that some people just don't know things in life. And see, and that's where, you know, life come in play for us as people, is to help one another, to inform people, or try to help people. There's a lot of people out there doing a lot of great things, mentoring to these kids. But we doesn't hear about these things because, you know, unless you a movie star or athlete, they got foundation and things that they doing to help the kids. That's the only time you get that you hear about people trying to help people, giving of yourself, and finding out to find a sense of yourself. And that is one of the keys in life that most people or young kids don't understand and having problems to locate sense of self within them. And I think that's the biggest problem that a lot of kids are having in life. And we got so much going on with this media is displaying all bad things. So they're not trying to help kids to find themselves. Instead, they putting stuff out there to make kids lose themselves in life. And like I said, and that's one of the things that I think about. I think back on my childhood and the things that I put my mother through. And the things she saw was nothing but my all the bad things that I was doing out there. But you made a powerful statement when you said that she saw it in the beginning. And that's what we need, somebody to believe in us. And that's the main thing that these young kids need, is somebody to believe in them and to be in their corner. And you just brought a lot of good points.
But you know, John, you know what's funny is that to talk and hear you now and how you've developed and to understand, you know, your character. You know, what you experienced when you were young is out of the way. It's no longer in your future. Now, at my age, I'm in my 60s. I don't want to talk about my age right now. But I have seen deacons of the church, people that had rental properties and good jobs, turn into old crackheads. Is it better to make mistakes and what have you and fall into fads and the public peer pressure at an older age or at when you're young and you can pull out of it and spend the rest of your life productively? You see, I think, you know, when you're young, yeah, things that you're going to experience, you can put behind you. But once you get to a certain age, you should know better. You know, that's like taking medication now that the doctor gives you. We're all guinea pigs. They weren't in existence 15, 20 years ago. You listen to the commercials, and they're actually the funniest comedy routine you ever wanted to hear. Because if you listen to the side effects, it's worse than what you had. You know, they talk about high blood pressure, seizures, diarrhea, fainting. And, you know, you go, well, wait a minute. All I had was a cough. Why do I have to go through all this other stuff just trying to get rid of a cough? Because we're guinea pigs. Is it better to make mistakes when you're young and then, you know, as you get older, educating yourself and finding out, well, you know, I need to know more about this before I get involved in it or I decide to do this. I need to research it more. You know, I need, like you said, watch people that can come along and introduce something new, like, you know, the style, you know, the fad on, I remember when bell bottoms and platform shoes, and then all of a sudden, everybody had to rush out and start styling it. Well, but I saw people that were just a little bit older looking at us, with a smile. I guess we were the funniest things going down the street, you know, just like the pants sagging and the oversized clothing that the young people were wearing, going, that will pass, and they will come back to wearing normal-sized clothes that they could have bought for a cheaper price. But you get caught up. You get caught up in peer pressure or the advertisements on TV of how things look or the car you should drive and what have you. You know, to make decisions, you know, we're all going to make mistakes. And, you know, the thing about it is that to do them when you're young, I think it's a better time in your life, you know. And so I know your mom's proud. I know she's proud. You know, because they wanted us to be the way we are when we became older. As you said, when children, when you're a child, the things that you did or the things you played with as a child, you have to put to the side because it's not that time anymore. You don't have that strong body that you can come out of drugs and drinking and all of that. Your body can't take it. You realize that, hey, guess what? Some things you have to grow out of. But the worst thing that I could tell you is those that don't grow, they used to say the worst person on earth is an old fool. Ain't nothing worse than an old fool. And I didn't understand that when I was young. I understand it now. You got to eat. You got to sleep. Party what? There is no such thing. The best party you have is a warm bed, a roof over your head, entertainment. What is that, TV? You might have your own stereo. And a woman that can cook in the kitchen. You don't even have to leave home. You put your slippers on and you go, this is what I worked for. It may not be the biggest palace, but it's at least my kingdom. And with that, guess what? They're going to be throwing us off the air in a few minutes, John. I'm going to let you finish it up.
Okay. Well, I would like just to end with a prayer. And I would just like to say, you know, God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep helping us to to seek out those ones that are looking for someone to guide them, to help them, to teach them better, to have to make better choices in their life, and so that they can grow up being mentoring to other people and helping people along and making a name for themselves, where people can look at and see themselves clear and say about them that person made a difference in my life. You know, this is what I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But we would like to, but we also like to help those unsigned artists to submit their music to Hip Hop National Radio, and so we can get a chance to play your music, and so that you can get heard, so that you can to get a new fan base. And also so that your music can make a difference in people's lives. And that's what Hip Hop National Radio is here for, to help to get your music out there and to provide the people with something to hear great to encourage them instead of discourage them. So upload your music to Hip Hop National Radio. And
well, John,
something
you just gave us a great program. I hate to say it, they're getting ready to kick us off the air. I think we might be able to slip in one song as we go off. But I want to say, hey, you know what? I am proud of the next group of elders. You are a shining star. And this is Raw Dog with Hip Hop National Radio. Hey, we would like, as John said, for you to submit your music. If you'd like to expand your fan base, we have all of that that we can offer you. There's a price. There's a price to everything. Let's not fool ourselves. But at least we're honest. This is Hip Hop National Radio. John, you have anything else you'd like to say?
I just pray that everybody have a great night.
Thank you, John. God bless everybody. Here we go.
Things do things. Hey, he's your brother, he's your father.